The arrival of George I in England in 1714 is depicted in splendour in the painted hall at the old Royal Naval College in Greenwich. He's shown bedecked in Roman finery, sitting in a chariot flanked by cherubs. In reality, George arrived at night in rather plain travelling clothes. Queen Anne had died without any living children, so the British Parliament decided that the throne should be inherited by her closest Protestant relation, the 54-year-old Elector George Ludwig of Hanover. German George, as he was sometimes called, never learnt more than a few words of broken English, and he kept the company of German friends. He arrived in England with German servants and ministers and 18 cooks. His wife was not with him. She'd been unfaithful and was imprisoned in a castle for the rest of her life. Instead, George brought his two mistresses with him, one fat and one thin. They were soon nicknamed the Elephant and the Maypole, also known as the Elephant and the Castle. The thin one, Melusine, served as an unofficial queen. George loved music and was soon to become a great supporter of Handel. But for his coronation, he made the expedient move of choosing a British musician over a German one. William Croft was commissioned to write a coronation anthem, "The Lord is a Sun and a Shield." But the choice of George as the new king was not a popular one. On the day of the coronation, there was rioting across England, with banners mocking the new king. In some areas, bell clappers were removed from church bells so they could not be rung in celebration of the coronation. Within a year of the coronation, the Jacobite rebellion took place in Scotland in an unsuccessful attempt to place James Stuart on the throne. But the king was to remain on the throne, unpopular, until his death in 1727. Despite the rioting, the coronation went ahead without disturbance in Westminster Abbey. Here is part of the coronation anthem, "The Lord is a Sun and a Shield," by William Croft, performed by the Academy of Ancient Music and the choir of the New College, Oxford.
Thank you.
That was The Lord is a Sun and a Shield by William Croft, performed by the Academy of Ancient Music and the choir of the New College, Oxford. FMR.